Landy, I'm sure there's a lot of excitement going around about the upcoming season of football, but obviously a lot of it is particular to game day experiences with the final season of the new stadium construction. How is that set to impact game day experiences for fans as they come to games at home this year?
Yeah, the biggest change I think fans are going to see is less parking. Unfortunately, because of the new stadium construction project, we've lost the north end of our parking lot, which was previously referred to as Lot 4, just north of the new stadium construction. So that is about 1,000 plus spaces that we're trying to offset for this season. And we've worked very closely with Erie County and ECC South Campus to help gain some additional parking. And that's been great. They've been great partners. So we are going to have additional parking at ECC for fans. We're still going to have a shuttle service for our game day staff to help open up parking. We've expanded a little bit of our south lots here where we removed the house that was a part of our property for game day staff parking. So we're doing everything we can to add more parking, but we do ask fans, please carpool like you did last season, have an advance plan like you did last season. I think last season we were very pleasantly surprised how great the fans really handled their game day parking. They had a plan. We saw a lot of people carpool. And we really didn't see the traffic or the parking problems that we thought we might see. So that's the hope that this year has as well for us, that fans have a plan, they carpool, and they're going to have plenty of parking with the neighborhood lots and also with ECC and, of course, the Bills lots.
You talked about the partnership with the public in terms of being able to accommodate parking for fans over the last couple of years, especially with the new stadium construction. We've learned from a couple of different lot owners that maybe that those spots are going to be filled for pretty much the entirety of the season. How much does that impact the way that the game experience, the fans' game day experience comes if, you know, some of the lots closer to the stadium are going to be sold out, not just for the opener, but for really the entirety of the season?
Yeah, we appreciate the neighborhood lots parking cars for us. And actually, we think that it's going to help parking in general, because those fans already have a space in line. They have a parking permit. They know when they arrive that they're going to be able to go into those lots. And then other fans that don't have a Buffalo Bills parking permit or may not have a parking permit through some of the neighborhood lots that sell parking permits in advance, they know they have to have a plan. And I think similar to last season, fans really did get together. They had a plan in place. They knew where they were going to go, whether it was ECC, whether it was a certain neighborhood parking lot off campus a little bit that they're familiar with or they're comfortable with. You know, fans know this area. They've been parking here for years. So this is a little bit of an inconvenience for one more season as we get through the final phase of the construction project. But we're real hopeful that fans will take notice, do what they did last year. And again, the message is definitely carpool, have an advance plan. If you don't have a parking permit with the Bills or with these other neighborhood lots, it's really helpful to have that advance plan, know where you're going to go and plan it out.
In terms of the final year send-off, what are some of the special things we can look forward to kind of commemorate this last year at Highmark?
Yeah, I mean, this is the last season at the current Highmark Stadium. It's our farewell season. There's a lot that's going to happen this season for fans, for the game day staff as well. Everybody's a part of this together, right? So we're really going to celebrate that. I mean, this first game is going to kick it off with a big, huge halftime show with drones and a commemorative coin for the coin toss that fans can pick up at the team store as well. Commemorative logo patch on the jerseys with the players. Fans can pick up a jersey at the team store as well. Number 17 jersey, of course, Josh Allen, right? So there's a lot of excitement around the new logo, the farewell season. Certainly some of the games are going to be a little surprise and delight for fans. We've got our season ticket holders. They're going to receive a commemorative package, a commemorative gift in the very near future if they haven't already received it. So we're all coming up with these cool ideas that fans have given us, that the staff have given us, to really help celebrate this last season, because it is a celebration. And we'd love nothing more than to celebrate, you know, a championship season and then move into the new stadium with that under our belt.
And as things wind down, is there going to be an opportunity to, you know, take a piece of the old Highmark with them at the end of the stadium, at the end of the year? And then I guess kind of a follow-up on that, how important is it for whether you go to one game or you have a season ticket package to not take a piece of the old stadium with you on the way out before the season's over?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that question. Yeah, we are definitely working behind the scenes very closely with Erie County. They have been tremendous partners. you know, they own the building, they own the campus, right? So we're the landlords here, so to speak. But we work very closely with them on a plan to help fans in the future here, very near future. We'll roll something out to communicate with them that there is a plan for them. They can purchase their seats, they can possibly purchase some pieces of the stadium and the turf and all that good stuff. So that's been out there, and that's been something that we've been working very closely with the county on. So we're really excited to roll that out for the fans. And yeah, we want the fans to take advantage of that program and not do anything silly in the stadium, or we don't need the knuckleheads trying to steal their seats or steal, you know, things off the wall. We have a long season ahead and a lot of excitement ahead. We still hopefully have some playoff games in January as well. I know that's our goal, is to play through January and have that home field advantage and have everybody have a seat to sit in to enjoy those games. So yes, we have some plans in place, and we're going to hopefully roll those out very shortly.
There's a patch. Is that a season-long patch, I assume, for the jersey?
The jersey patch is coming out for the home opener. And
just for the one game?
Good question. I'm not sure if that's the full season. I'm assuming it's the full season.
I think it is the full season.
Yeah.
Game,
yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. So let's just say TBD. I'll confirm that for you.
Gotcha.
Andy, what can you tell us about what's new for fans as they're coming into the stadium this year? Any different policies from last year that fans need to be aware of before they enter?
Policy-wise, this season is really going to be very similar to last season. We don't have any new policies or procedures necessarily for fans. The one good thing I think for fans that they'll see at some of our gates this year is a new walkthrough metal detector technology. So we've been periodically rolling that out the last three seasons. So it's called Chea Open Gate. It's a much more efficient process for fans to walk through at the gate entries. So it really helps expedite fans into the stadium. And we've been rolling that out a little bit slowly over the last couple of years to get that up and running for when we move into the new stadium. We have all that in place. So that's really the biggest thing fans will see a little bit different. So mainly at gate 2 and gates 5 and gate 6, they'll see a new walkthrough metal detector technology that is a lot easier for fans to walk through and get through.
And I know that you work with your partners with the Erie County Sheriffs in terms of traffic every year, and they handle a lot of the hassle with that. But what's your message to fans as they make their way down here on a game day, game night, as you know, stadium construction continues and, you know, people are looking to get a chance to enjoy the last season at Highmark?
We greatly appreciate the Sheriff's Department handling the traffic detail, and they've done a great job over the past few years. A lot of challenges there, especially with the loss of parking spaces and trying to direct fans to open parking, maybe in the neighborhood lots, maybe to ECC, making sure fans have their parking permit on their mobile phone, ready and easy for the sheriff officers to see, so we can kind of keep them streaming into the stadium. We definitely recommend fans, you know, we open the parking lots 4 hours prior to kickoff. A lot of fans come a little bit early, even earlier in the neighborhood lots for some fans, and that just helps the traffic flow in general. And the permitted parking that the Bills provide, along with the permitted parking in some of the neighborhood lots, fans really don't have to come right away. And they can come because they know they've already purchased a space, it's saved for them. And that actually helps with the traffic flow too. So I think that's why we've seen almost a better ingress the last couple of seasons, where we thought, oh, this could be a tough ingress. And it still is, depending on when people arrive. But for the most part, ingress goes really well. Fans periodically arrive for the game. They do their tailgating for the early folks. And then others come in and go right to the Boulevard or go right inside the stadium, which opens 2 hours before kickoff.
And are there other changes going on in the concourse? You know, you guys seem like you're always working on flow and things of that nature. Anything else that's new there?
In the current concourses of the current stadium? No, the main thing in the current stadium that we always try to do is eliminate any portable concession stands. So if you remember years ago, there were portable concession stands kind of everywhere in those concourses, really made it congested. And we eliminated portable concession stands from inside those concourses to help with the traffic flow when we renovated the stadium in 14, and we've been doing that ever since. So we anticipate a great crowd for the home opener, and rocking and rolling against the Ravens, sold out crowd, the weather looks pretty good, it'll be a cool night. And we're excited about the drone show and everything that the team has to offer this year. So go Bills.